friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Maria Menounos survives pancreatic cancer and knows it was all God. Written by Adam Staten, read by Adam Staten. For Maria Menounos, pancreatic cancer felt like a death sentence, but miraculously, she survived and knows it was all because of God. Cancer is a scary and frightening word. Receiving a cancer diagnosis from a trusted medical professional is enough to send even the most steadfast and stoic person reeling. Not only will it rock the patient's entire world, but such a diagnosis will also rattle the lives of family and friends. Earlier this year, entertainment reporter and former Dancing with the Stars contestant, Maria Menounos, learned that she had stage 2 pancreatic cancer. This diagnosis came after she previously had a benign tumor on her brain removed. In their interview on Today, Maria sat down with Hoda for an emotional conversation about her frightening health journey. Hoda also mentioned an interview Maria did with People magazine, in which Maria says, "God granted me a miracle." In her conversation with Hoda, Maria Menounos went into great detail about how she eventually learned she had pancreatic cancer, her and her husband's tearful reactions, and how she began questioning God. Thankfully, despite her scary diagnosis in January, Maria is now cancer-free. She is now praising the Lord for his work, claiming she is the recipient of several miracles. "I feel so blessed and so grateful because I've been given so many miracles," Maria said. "Like, I'm so, so blessed." Following her bout with pancreatic cancer, Maria stated that God has given her a new mission in life. "And so my mission is to help people listen to their bodies and learn how to listen to their bodies," she said. "And I'm so grateful that God shifted me into this health space with my show and with everything that I do now." Maria recalls the terror she felt when doctors gave her the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, and she wants to help encourage others facing such scary outlooks. "When you're met with a potential death sentence, everything changes," she said. "I need people to know there are places they can go to catch things early. You can't let fear get in the way. I had that moment where I thought I was a goner, but I'm okay because I caught this early enough." At the end of the interview, Maria, who has gone through a series of health issues, stated that she is thankful and grateful for what she has been through. She praised God for using her and her experiences so that she may benefit others. "I'm grateful that I'm in this position," she said. "I know God made all this happen for me to be able to help other people." What a wonderful and awesome testimony. Psalm 77:14. "You are the God who does wonders. You have made your strength known among the peoples."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Inside the impressive 40-plus-year marriage of Gary Sinise and wife Moira Harris. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam State. We have the secret inside the impressive 40-plus-year marriage of Gary Sinise and his wife Moira Harris. This past weekend, Gary once again honored veterans during Memorial Day with his best friend at his side. For everyday folks like you and me, a 40-year marriage is a little more common, but a marriage lasting this long is almost unheard of in Hollywood. Perhaps the reason they made it so long is because they discovered each other before fame discovered them. Together, they discovered God and fought to keep Christ at the center of their lives. The result is a long-lasting, fulfilling marriage. When asked what the secret to a long-lasting marriage, Gary Sinise credits his wife, Moira Harris, as having a sense of humor. The secret to longevity is a sense of humor. My wife's a loving, funny, Irish-spirited person, and I'm surprised at some of the things she says. She makes me laugh every day, he said. But the pair actually called off the wedding at the last minute. They feared they weren't making the right decision, but even time and distance couldn't keep them apart. They felt God calling each other to say, I do. After they were blessed with three kids, Gary looked for ways to give back to the community. He then founded the Gary Sinise Foundation, which provides adaptive homes for veterans that his wife Moira and their three kids help with. Prior to creating his foundation, Gary and his wife Moira fought several battles that could have ended their marriage. Instead, it only strengthened their relationship and tempered their patience for each other. Moira fought hard to get free of alcohol abuse, while Gary held steadfast in his vows. As they look back over their years of marriage, they chose to put their family first. Gary says he sleeps a lot on planes when his work schedule gets busy, but he prioritizes being home with his family on Sundays. He said, I do spend a lot of weekends on the road. I have to pace myself. It can be pretty busy, but I'm not out in the Afghan desert with 70 pounds on my back, away from my family for a year at a time. I keep a good perspective on it. While we may know him best as Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, he will go down in history as having a foundational marriage that was made to stand the test of time. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:22.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.